Trent Wallace in the midst of a fantastic stretch. And there's a line drive that's going to fall for a base hit over the head of Machado and into left field. Martinez tosses it back into the infield, and the first hit of the ballgame belongs to Marcus Lee Sang.
Catcher number 10, Arturo De Freitas.
Arturo De Freitas, the catcher. He'll step in now, batting cleanup. One on, two away. Time called as Lee Sang had to adjust some equipment out there on the base paths. And now we're ready to get started. Wallace comes set, now pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. First pitch to De Freitas. Cut and a miss on the fastball, 0-1. Just the fifth hit, given up by Trenton Wallace in about 5 or 6 weeks now. 1-1 as he missed with that one. Wallace comes set, checking the runner at first. Kicks and fires. There goes Lee Sang. That one outside, called a ball, and the throw in time. Lee Sang caught at second base by Jose Ferrer, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the home half of the first. No score here at TD Ballpark.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
Back here, home half of the first inning. Desan Brown will lead it off. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado and the recently activated Gabby Martinez. Iverson Castellano, the pitcher, first pitch just off the plate outside. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-0 to start off Desan Brown. 279 average on the year, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. The 1-0, that one misses inside now, 2-0 to Desan. Castellano, the 21-year-old out of Venezuela, making his 6th start of the year. 10th appearance for the Threshers. The 2-0. Chopper over to second. That's going to be picked up by Kendall Simmons. The toss over to first in time for out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Threshers. In the outfield, left to right, Marcus Lee Sang, Wilfredo Flores, and Leandro 14, Pineda. Along the infield, third to first, Albert Jerez, Eric Brito, Kendall Simmons, and Jamari Baylor, with Arturo De Freitas behind the plate. 4-3 put out for the first out of the inning. Esteban Machado, the shortstop. First pitch to him, he takes just below the zone, 1-0. Machado on the season batting 255. Driven in 16 runs, a 325 OBP. And there's a grounder up the middle that will be backhanded by Simmons, falling to the ground. He'll have to hold it. So that's going to be an infield single for Esteban Machado. Looked like it had a chance to go through, but it wasn't hit hard enough. But a one-out single for Esteban puts a runner on for Gabby Martinez. Last time we saw Gabby Martinez here at TD Ballpark was on May 29th. He got injured in the first game of the Clearwater Series on May 31st. But he's back and ready to go. First pitch to him, outside on the slider, 1-0. Castellano now working out of the stretch. Gabby Martinez was player of the month in the month of May and unfortunately had to miss the entire month of June due to a broken hamate bone in his hand. It broke on a foul ball in that Tuesday game at Clearwater. The 1-0, that a cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball up inside part of the zone. A ball and a strike to Martinez. On the year, Gabby batting .297, 9 home runs. He was on a tear in that month of May. 8 of his 9 home runs were in the month of May. And let's add one here. First at bat, a home run for Gabby Martinez. Welcome back to Dunedin. Gabby Martinez, his 10th home run of the season. First at bat since May 31st. Third pitch he saw, he sends all the way out to the Orange Trail Boardwalk. The Blue Jays take the lead 2-0 here in the first, thanks to Gabby Martinez. Great to see him back.
First baseman.
The Blue Jays missed him for sure. What a way to reintroduce yourself to Dunedin. A two-run shot. Blue Jays score first here. And now Rainer Nunez will come up to bat. Good to have a 1-2 punch of Martinez and Nunez back here. First pitch, he takes the slider inside the zone, 0-1. Castellano back out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That one sent towards center field. Coming in is Flores and making the sliding grab. Nice play out there in center field by Wilfredo Flores. And that'll be two down now for Adriel Sotolongo.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder tonight, batting .250 on the year. 3 home runs, 26 RBIs. 2 outs, bases empty. Castellano kicks and fires that first pitch down below the knees, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch goes back with that slider, gets the call on the inside corner. A ball and a strike. Just the second home run allowed this year by Iverson Castellano. The 1-1, slider down and away. Sotolongo lays off of it, 2 balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike. That one misses outside with the fastball. Now 3-1. Sotolongo went 0-for-3 in Monday's game, but did drive in a run on a fielder's choice. That 3-1 victory for the Blue Jays in the first game. Had the day off yesterday as he lines that one foul down the first base line. Full count now to Sotolongo. Take a second as Jamari Baylor had to take the long trek out into foul territory to get that one up out of the stadium. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Castellano kicks and fires. That one a chopper over to second again. Picked up by Simmons. The toss will be in time for the 4-3 putout. So that will be the end of the first. We'll head to the top of the second. Blue Jays lead 2-0 thanks to that bomb by Gabby Martinez. We'll be back. Top half of the second coming up.
Fans, don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Oh. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. A two-run lead for Trenton Wallace to work with after that two-run shot by Gabby Martinez in the bottom half of the first. First pitch, did he go around? They'll check over an appeal, and he did not. 1-0, the count to start off the catcher Arturo De Freitas. He was up at bat when Marcus Lee-Seng was caught stealing. So he'll get another shot here. That one in there for sure. 1-1. Wallace working quick again out of the windup. The 1-1 misses outside. Slider didn't slide. 2-1. Wind blowing out towards center field tonight. Gusting a little bit towards left as well, but mainly out towards center. Missed an outside with that slider again. 3 balls and a strike. Wallace, the 3-1 pitch outside. So leadoff walk to Arturo De Freitas. That'll put the man on. Nobody out for Wilfredo Flores, the center fielder.
Center fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
Wilfredo Flores batting .277 on the year. Went 0-3 in Monday's game. There's a grounder over to short. Double play opportunity. Stepping on second is Machado, and first in time! A 6-3 double play. Machado held up the stop sign to DeCastro, said, I got this. Rifle to throw over to Nunez at first, and that wipes away that leadoff walk. Now, Micah Yanamine. The DH, first pitch, misses just off the plate with that fastball, 1-0. That one misses again. That one looked like the changeup just below the zone, 2 balls, no strikes. Wallace again works very quickly and misses with that fastball. So now a 3-0 count. To Yanamine. Yanamine batting just under 200 at 196. And a hard hit ground ball over towards the third base line. That's going to get through a potential extra base hit. No, he's going to have to stop at first base. Gabby Martinez getting to that one quick as it bounced off the tarp back towards him. De Freitas has to, Yanamine has to settle for a single. And now Jamari Baylor will come up with a man on first. One on, two away. That first pitch in there for a called strike. Fastball right on the inside corner. Jamari Baylor, he's been struggling this year, batting 109. But he has drawn 28 walks. His on-base percentage at 305, nearly 200 points higher than his batting average, as Wallace made a move over to first with Yanamine back in time. Wallace working back out of the stretch, the 0-1, that one outside. One and one the count. Clearwater trailing by 2 now. The 1-1 pitch foul. Tip stayed in the glove of Ferrer. Now a 1-2 count to Baylor. Wallace looking in. Comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball blew it by him. Second strikeout for Trenton Wallace, and that ends the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. 2-0 here. Blue Jays lead it.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right.
We're back here, home half of the second inning. Blue Jays lead it 2-0. Jomer Hernandez, tonight's DH, he'll lead it off. He'll be followed by the Jose's, Jose Rivas and Jose Ferrer. First pitch, he fouls back, up and out of play, 0-1 to get him started. Hernandez on the year batting 271. The 0-1, he lays off that slider low and away, 1-1 the count. Pitch in there for a called strike. Now a ball and two strikes to Jomer. Blue Jays will try to keep the pressure on Castellano. The 1-2, he lines over to right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Pineda cuts it off before it can get to the wall, and settling at first for a single is Jomer. And now Jose Rivas will come up. One on, nobody out.
Third baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
Jose Rivas, the third baseman. On the year, batting 200 on the dot. Castellano back now out of the stretch. First pitch to Rivas. That slider catches the outside corner. 0-1 to get him started. Hernandez takes his lead off first. Castellano kicks and fires. Slider back in there again, called strike. No balls, two strikes. Castellano looking in, kicks and fires. That one skips. Nice pick there by Dave Frietas, keeping that one in front of him. Hit off the heel of the glove, popped up, and he was able to grab it before it went any farther past him. Keeping Hernandez there at first base. Now move over to first, and that gets by Jamari Baylor. Over towards the wall, heading towards second is Hernandez. He'll stay there. That'll likely go down as an E1, but really, I don't think Jamari Baylor made a great effort towards that ball. And yeah, that does go down as an E1. But in my opinion, Jamari Baylor definitely could have done a little bit more there. It wasn't overly wide. But either way, Blue Jays have a runner on second base, no outs. A few chances here to extend the lead. The 1-2 pitch, Rivas lays out that slider, and that gets past De Freitas. Now heading over towards third is Hernandez. So an error on Castellano, then a wild pitch. Just one pitch, and Hernandez has made it two bags closer to home. So 2-2 the count to Rivas. Infield's going to come in a little bit, not all the way. Runner 90 feet away, the 2-2. That one popped back out of play. Rivas keeps himself alive. 2-2 the count. Rivas, Ferrer, and Casserole should get a crack here. The 2-2. That one hits Rivas right on the elbow or the hand. I'm not sure. He's holding his hand. It hit right off the back of the hand of Rivas, popped back over the netting. So it'll be runners on the corners with no outs. Rivas taking a few seconds. And now he'll take that walk over to first base.
Catcher,
I think
nine,
Arturo De Freitas was trying to talk with the home plate umpire, see if maybe he could convince him that it might have went off the knob of the bat. Didn't sound like it, but that'll get Vic Diaz out of the Clearwater dugout, rather. He'll talk to Castellano. No outs here, bottom half of the second. Runners on the corners for the Blue Jays. Jose Ferrer will be the batter. Diaz discussing the strategy with Castellano and De Freitas. Now the home plate umpire will head out there. Alex Laurie, the home plate umpire tonight. Matt Witkowski on the base paths. And now it looks like we're ready to go. Nobody out. Runners on the corners. Jose Ferrer. 207 average on the year. Castellano. Kicks and fires. First pitch, a grounder over to short. That'll score a run. Over to second for one and first for two. So a double play, but Ferrer brings in the run. And now Raquel Bendicastro will come up. Nobody on.
Second baseman, number 11, Raquel Bendicastro.
Raquel Bendicastro, tonight's second baseman. First pitch, a big hack at that one. 0-1 the count. On the year to Castro, batting 144. The 0-1 pitch, that one misses outside. Chases that one in the dirt on that slider. Ball in, two strikes now, two to Castro. Top of the order on deck, Desan Brown. The 1-2 pitch. Grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Jerez. Long throw to Castro racing, and that's going to get there in time for the out. So the Blue Jays score one on the double play turned by the Threshers defense. We'll head to the top half of the third. 3-0, Blue Jays lead it.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions right here at DD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DuntonBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third inning. Albert Harris, the third baseman, will lead it off for Clearwater. Harris, Eric Brito, and Leandro Pineda do up for the Threshers. First pitch in there for a called strike. Fastball caught the inside corner, 0-1. 8-9-1 hitters. Yo, one, a foul tip. That went off the mask of Ferrer and back into the netting, 0-2. Iverson Castellano, the Clearwater starter, got roughed up. Well, roughed up is a bit of a harsh term, I guess. Two runs in that first inning, one in the third. That third run by the Blue Jays was unearned. The 1-2 pitch. That one, a liner softly. DeCastro is going to let it bounce in front of him. Take it over, and just in time as Harris was racing down the first base line. DeCastro had enough time, though, so a 4-3 putout, four out number one.
Shortstop number 49, Eric Brito.
One up, one down, Eric Brito. First pitch by the lefty outside, 1-0. A ball and no strikes. That one misses outside. Now 2-0. Brito on the year batting 234. That one lifted. That's going to stay in the infield. Wallace down that first base line. Calling for it, makes the grab, and Brito ran into Rainer Nunez as he was headed for it. I think they would have called him out either way, as he does have to avoid a
right fielder, number
fielding opportunity by the defense. But the catch made by Trenton Wallace right there on the first base line in foul territory. Two down now for the top of the order, Leandro Pineda. Pineda struck out swinging on three pitches in his first at-bat. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, he sends that one into left field. Martinez goes back a step or two, comes back in, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Three up, three down, go the Threshers. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. And your Blue Jays continue this series against the Clearwater Threshers all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce sodas. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DaneenBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. Back here, home half of the third, Desan Brown, Esteban Machado, and Gabby Martinez all do up for the Blue Jays. A three-run lead for Dunedin. Iverson Castellano back out there for his third inning worth of work. First pitch down below the zone, 1-0. Desan takes that one, the fastball right at the knees. nearly the same pitch, just a little bit higher, now 1-1. Castellano, the 1-1, cut and a miss. Three straight fastballs to start him off. Now a ball and two strikes. Dasan grounded out to second in his first at-bat. 0-1. The 1-2 pitch, that one up and in. Dasan turning away from that one, avoiding that on the shoulder. Now a 2-2 pitch, 2-2 count. Castellano fires. That one sent towards left center field. Wilfredo Flores getting a beat on it, and now it goes past him. A bad route ran by Wilfredo Flores. That's going to be a leadoff double for Dasan Brown. Off the bat, it looked like it was going to hang up long enough for Wilfredo Flores to get underneath it, but it carried more than he thought. He had to dart back towards the wall at the last second, couldn't reach out for it. So Dasan Brown gets himself in scoring position to start off this inning. Now Esteban Machado will be up. Machado 1-for-1, an infield single over to second. He came around to score on the Martinez two-run shot. First pitch to him. He sends out the middle. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave Dasan around. Around third, the throw is going to come home. Surprisingly, they were never going to get Dasan. Now scampering into second is Machado. Nobody there to cut off the throw. Very questionable by the Threshers defense. They had no shot of getting Dasan. So now trading spots, really. Machado now on second for Gabby Martinez. An RBI single for Esteban Machado. That's Machado's 17th RBI of the year. And now Gabby Martinez will get another crack. Runner in scoring position, no outs. First pitch, Martinez, that fastball inside corner called a strike, 0-1. Blue Jays now lead 4-0. Keeping that pressure on Castellano. The 0-1. And a foul tip, that went off the glove of De Freitas back to the backstop, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Martinez hit that two-run shot in the first to break this thing open. The 0-2 pitch, that one skips in the left-handed batter's box. Kept in front by De Freitas on a nice pick again. A ball and two strikes. Martinez in his first game back off the IL. Looking to keep his performance from May, where he was the hitter of the month, as I mentioned earlier. 2-2 as he washed that one outside. Rainer Nunez on deck. Castellano comes set, kicks and fires. That one a grounder over to short, backhanded by Brito. Long throw in time. Advancing over to third was Machado. Good read on the base paths by Machado. Getting over to third, but with one out, Rainer Nunez will step up to the plate. Nunez, he lined out really to center field on a nice play by Wilfredo Flores. Back in the first inning, so Nunez 0-1. Infield is in. First pitch to him. Foul tip. Back to the netting. 0-1. Nunez always in swing mode. Likes to be aggressive at the plate. The 0-1 pitch. Caught and a miss. Now Nunez down 0-2, that slider. Swung right over top of it. Runner 90 feet away here with one out. Threshers had some action in the pen. They sat down that pitcher. Now the 0-2, that one skips way up off the mask of De Freitas. That hasn't even landed. Now it does, right as Machado steps on home. That ball looked like a near pop-up. De Freitas went down to cover it, and it popped up, hit him straight on top of the mask and straight up into the air. So the Blue Jays now lead 5-0 on another wild pitch by Iverson Castellano. Base is empty, one away. 1-2 the count. And a cut and a miss. That one skipped in the dirt. Nunez down on strikes. That'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo, 2 down. Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder, is 0-for-1, grounded out to second to end the first inning. Five runs on five hits for the Blue Jays thus far. Dineen's been the benefactor of an error by Castellano and two wild pitches by Castellano. 0-1 is... Sotolongo took that for a strike. The pitch, that one misses low. Castellano now working only out of the stretch. Base is empty, he's still doing it. Chopper up the middle, that's going to be picked by Baylor. The throw skips in front of Jamari Baylor. Excuse me, that was Simmons on the throw. But the out is recorded as Jamari Baylor able to keep that one right at his chest. So the Blue Jays score two more. They now lead 5-0 as we move toward the top half of the fourth. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence. I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. We're not meant to be. That's ever gonna change. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways. Not gonna judge you when you're real. Somebody else long as you
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Trenton Wallace out for his fourth inning worth of work. 35 pitches through his first three. First pitch in there with that slider. 0-1 to start off Kendall Simmons, the second baseman. That one sent towards left center field. Coming in is Martinez. That's going to drop. A leadoff single for Kendall Simmons. That's his first hit of the game. Puts the leadoff man on for the second time for the Threshers. And now Marcus Lesang, the left fielder, will step in. Wallace now back out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. First pitch outside to Lesang. 1-0. Marcus Lesang singled into left in his first at-bat. Was later caught stealing to end the inning. Wallace steps off. That'll count as one pickoff attempt. The 1-0, that one misses. Low and outside, 2-0. Simmons, a potential threat to steal, 7 for 9 on the year. The 2-0. Caught and a miss. Huge hack by Lee Sang. Swung right through it. 2-1. Wallace looking towards first. Kicks and fires. Foul tip back to the netting. Now 2-2. Clearwater is the most aggressive team on the base paths. They have 124 stolen bases as a team. That leads the Florida State League. And now move over to first. Diving back in time is Simmons. That's going to be attempt number 2 for Wallace. 2-2 the count. And called strike 3 on that slider. Outside corner caught Lee Sang looking. Strikeout number 3 for Wallace. That brings up Arturo De Frietas. De Frietas reached on a walk in his first at bat. Checked his swing there. I think he went around anyway, but the ball was called a strike. So 0-1 the count to start off the catcher. Third time up to the plate today. Only one time. Only one at bat. Plate appearance, I should say. Thus far. Now 0-2 as he swings over top of that slider. No balls, 2 strikes, 1-on, 1-out. Lights are on here at TD Ballpark a little bit earlier than normal. A lot of overcast. The 0-2, that one, called strike 3 again. Fastball right at the top of the zone. Caught De Frietas looking. 4th strikeout for Wallace, and that'll bring up Wilfredo Flores.
Now batting number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
Back-to-back strikeouts looking. Now 2 down. Flores grounded out to short in his first at bat. Now move over to first. Back in time is Kendall Simmons. That ground out by Flores was a double play. With 2 outs, that's obviously not going to be on the table here. He takes that first pitch down low, 1-0. Wallace comes set, looking over towards first. Kicks and fires. Foul tip back to the netting now, 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. There goes the runner. That one down low, called a ball, and in safely is going to be Simmons. That throw to the left of second base by Ferrer. Machado had to stick his glove out to the right side and bring it back, and no chance to get Simmons, as it was going to be a close play with a good throw anyway. So runner in scoring position for Clearwater for the first time today. 8th stolen base on the year for Kendall Simmons. The 2-1 fouled off, now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, a runner on second. Infield shifted to the right with the lefty at bat. The 2-2 pitch. That one lifted towards center field. Coming in is Desan Brown. He's going to call for it and make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, 1 hit, 1 man left on base for Clearwater. We'll head to the bottom half of the 4th. Blue Jays lead at 5-0 here.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Blue Jays lead it 5-0. Iverson Castellanos still up there pitching for Clearwater. First pitch to Jomer Hernandez, who leads off this inning, taking low and outside for ball 1-0. Five runs allowed through three for Castellanos, four of them being earned. That one misses inside with the slider now. 2-0. That one fouled off right side. Two balls and a strike now to Hernandez. Hernandez singled into right in his first at bat, came around and scored the third run. 2-1. That one up high. Three balls and a strike. Castellano back out of the windup. 3-1. That one fouled off into the netting now. 3-2. Hernandez's average now up to 282 on the season. A 3-2 pitch, cut and a miss. That slider. Chase it down low. Now one away for Jose Rivas.
Third baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
Second strikeout for Castellano. Now Jose Rivas, he got hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Was the first out of a double play off the bat of Jose Ferrer. That one lifted right side up and out of play. The 0-1 pitch. That one fouled off into the netting. Now 0-2. Blue Jays have scored in each frame thus far. Two in the first, one in the third, two in the third. Two in the first, one in the second. Two in the third, I should say. That one lifted towards left center field. Wilfredo Flores settling underneath. Makes the grab, and that's out number two. Two up, two down in this half inning. Now Jose Ferrer will step in. First pitch, a slider in there outside corner, taking 0-1. Raquel DeCastro, the second baseman on deck. The 0-1, that one, he checked his swing, he did not go around. And Matt Wachowski agrees. 1-1. That one, a liner caught by Castellano. Oh, he just stuck his glove out to the left, and that went right into the pocket. Nice play there by the pitcher to end the inning. First time the Blue Jays are held scoreless in an inning. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's still 5-0 here at TD Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser here at TD Ballpark. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Dollar brews and a ballgame? I can't think of a better way to spend a Thursday night. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Micah Yonemine, the DH, will lead it off for Clearwater. Trenton Wallace out for his fifth inning. First pitch misses inside with a slider. 1-0. Yonemine, Baylor, and Jerez do up for the Threshers in this half inning. The 1-0 pitch. Slider in there for a called strike. 1-1. Wallace back to working really quick. The 1-1 cut and a miss. 1-2. Time called and granted to Yonemine. 1-2. Wallace kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. That back foot slider got him to chase after it. One up, one down in this half inning. Fifth strikeout for Wallace. And that'll bring up Jamari Baylor.
First baseman, number 5, Jamari Baylor.
Jamari Baylor, 0-1. He struck out swinging. First pitch, that one fouled. Looks like it went into the thigh of Jose Ferrer. He's going to be given a second by Alex Lari, the home plate umpire. And he's good to go. 0-1 the count to Baylor. Wallace, the 0-1, that one down low. 1-1. Now Threshers have someone back up warming in their pen. That one low and inside. Two balls and a strike to Jamari Baylor. Cut and a miss. Baylor's yet to really make a competitive swing in this game thus far. Looks like he's been fooled on just about everything that Wallace has thrown his way. 2-2 the count. The pitch. That one outside corner. Now can't get the call. Looked like it might have been a little bit low. I thought it caught that outside corner. So the count runs full. To Jamari Baylor, the 3-2 pitch. That one inside. Baylor draws the walk. Now one on, one out for Albert Jerez.
Third baseman, number 54, Albert Jerez.
Albert Jerez, grounded out to second in his first at-bat, a soft toss over towards first. Tyler back very easily. Jamari Baylor, definitely a threat to steal. Second on the team with 17 stolen bases. First pitch to Jerez. That one lifted right side up and out of play. Oh and one, the count. Clearwater still yet to be on the scoreboard in this game. I'm sure they'll end up becoming aggressive on the base paths at some point, especially with Baylor on first base. That one lifted towards right field. Going towards the line is Sotolongo at the netting. It goes right off the railing, just out of reach by Adriel Sotolongo out there. Made a nice effort for it, but just out of reach of his glove. So Harris stays alive. 0-2 count. Now a quick move over towards first and Baylor back in. Wallace working out of the stretch. The 0-2, there goes the runner. That one lifted among the infield. Baylor's going to have to run all the way back. Now Nunez calls it off, makes the grab right there on the first base line. Baylor back on first in time. And that's two down.
Now batting number 49, Eric Brito.
Nunez quick to call Wallace off that time as it was really almost identical pop fly that Wallace made the grab on back in the third inning. First pitch to Eric Brito. That one a liner foul right side. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Runner on first, two down. Wallace kicks and fires the 0-1. Grounder over to short. The runner went. Picked up by Machado. Throw is in time for the out, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on base. We head to the bottom half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. 5-0. Blue Jays lead it. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Threshers is the righty, number 25, Sam Jacobsack. He's on for the eighth time this year, 4.66 ERA through 9 2/3. Raquel DeCastro, the leadoff man, a liner over to short, caught by Brito. One pitch, one out. That'll bring out the top of the order to Son Brown. That does it for Castellano. Four innings pitch, five hits, five runs, four of them being earned. No walks, two strikeouts, and one hit batter. Worst start of the year here for Castellano. He got jumped in the first inning by Gabby Martinez. That first pitch looked like the slider, 0-1 to start off the Sun. It didn't get much better from there on out for Castellano. Gave up runs in three of his four innings. That one low and outside, 1-1. Jacob Sack pitching out of the stretch. The 1-1, that one a foul tip right off the top of the mask of De Frietas. Back to the screen, and a 1-2 count now at the plate for Desan. Desan 1-for-2 with a double, a run scored. He doubled to lead off that third inning. The 1-2 pitch, that one he watches the slider go out low and outside, evens it up 2-2. Jacob Sack comes set, kicks and fires, and a cut and a miss. That fastball up above the zone got Desan to chase after it. And now Esteban Machado will step in. Bases empty, two down.
Now batting number 14, Esteban Machado.
First strikeout for Jacob Sack. Machado 2-for-2 today. An infield single and a regular single over to center field. And he scored two runs. 1-0 as that one missed outside. The pitch. Watches that one. Slider caught the top of the zone. Evens it up 1-1. Back with a curveball. Nice pitch. Got the call. 1-2. Jacob Sack, the 24-year-old out of Northeastern, misses with that curveball outside, 2-2. That's a cut and a miss. Went with that fastball after the curve. And Machado could not catch up to it. So three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. 5-0 here. And again, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Clearwater Threshers all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. You can go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go, yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no, anytime I see, you let me know, but the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you, hey, yeah, da, 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 'cause I'm begging, begging you, put your love in the hand. I need you to understand,
tried so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the left-hander Cooper Benson. Recently brought up, actually brought up today officially, first pitch to Leandro Pineda, taking up high 1-0. Fastball slider change up for him. That one ripped down the line, but foul. Evens it up 1-1. Cooper Benson, the 21-year-old, 17th round selection by the Blue Jays last year out of Arizona State. He's pitched in three games this year in the Complex League. One start, 9 1/3 innings pitch, yet to allow an earned run. That one fouled off into the screen, 1-2. So that ends the day for Wallace. 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 5 Ks. That's now 6 appearances in a row for Trenton Wallace, not allowing a run. 26 innings pitched in those 6 appearances and 38 strikeouts. He's been on a fantastic stretch, and he continued it here tonight. Pineda fouled that one off into the netting again. Now count stays 1-2. Pineda 0-2 on the day. The 1-2 by Benson. Can't get the call on the outside corner. Count evens up. In those 9 1/3 innings for Benson in the FCL, 16 strikeouts, and he gets his first here on Pineda. He chased that slider low and outside. One up, one down. Cooper Benson in his single A debut strikes out his first batter. The lefty out of the windup kicks and fires. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Kendall Simmons. Simmons 1-2 on the day. Single into left, ground out to short. That one looked like the changeup dropped right below that bat. 0-2, some nice arm side action on that pitch. The 0-2, again with the changeup. Gross pitch there by Cooper Benson. Cut and a miss by Simmons. Second strikeout for Benson. 2 up, 2 down. That'll bring up Marcus Lee Sang. Man, first time seeing that changeup. It's got a ton of run. There's a chopper over to second. That's going to be picked up by DeCastro. Off-balance throw in time to get the batter. 3 up, 3 down in his first single-A inning for Cooper Benson. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays still lead it 5-0.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com. or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302. And we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Pick me, wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold. It's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. Lottie, daddy, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach.
We're back here, bottom six. Gabby Martinez, Rainer Nunez, and Adriel Sotolongo do up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. Sam Jacobsack still out there pitching for his second inning. Martinez 1-for-2 on the day with that home run in the first. First pitch, a chopper over to short. Might be a tough play here for Brito. Long throw, gets it there in time. Throws a little bit wide, and Baylor had to stretch out for it. And he was able to keep that right foot on the bag for the first out of the inning. Rainer Nunez steps in. Nunez 0-for-2 on the day. Flew out to center, and a strikeout swinging. He's going to get an automatic strike called on him for not being in the box before that clock hit 9. Pace of play rules. Now an 0-1 count to start off. Nunez, first pitch in there, now 0-2. So Nunez way behind the 8 ball at this at bat. The 0-2 pitch, that one fouled off.
Everybody clap your hands.
Come on, y'all. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, that one lifted towards right. Shallow, Pineda coming in towards the line. That's going to be out of his reach as he slides, and that falls in foul territory. So Nunez able to stay alive. He's walking back towards the plate. Pineda had a shot at it, but it was just out of the reach of his glove as he slid to the ground. We'll try that again. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. That one, a liner up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Nunez on for the first time tonight. A one-out single that'll put a runner on for Adriel Sotolongo.
Right fielder, number 22.
So an automatic strike to start off the at-bat. No issue for Rainer Nunez. One on, one out. Cut and a miss to start him with that slider, 0-1. Now, on Monday's game, before the weather delay, had some storms rolling in from the south, a great lightning show out there in center field, past center field, I should say. Now move over is Nunez caught. And now they're going to call balk. Alex Lowry, the home plate umpire, saying Sam Jacobsack never came set. It was a late balk call, and it looked like they definitely got him, but Matt Witkowski never gave an outside, never gave the balk call. But now on second is Nunez, 0-1 the count to Sotolongo. Yo, Juan, that one sent towards left center field. Going back to the wall is Flores. That's going to fall right on the base of the wall. Double for Adriel Sotolongo as that one's brought back into the infield. An RBI double to bring in Dunedin's 6th run. 27th RBI for Adriel Sotolongo. That's his 15th double of the season. And the Blue Jays now lead by 6. That'll keep a runner in scoring position for Dunedin. Jomer Hernandez now stepping in. Jacobsack comes set. Looks towards second, kicks, and fires. First pitch to Jomer is just off the plate, 1-0. I mentioned that story on Monday with the lightning out past center field because that's pretty much exactly what we're looking at right now. Not sure if we could potentially go into a weather delay, but it is getting closer. We We look okay for now, but obviously we'll keep you posted. A 1-2 count after that cut and a miss. Looking at the radar, it still looks like it's a fair distance away. The 1-2, that one misses outside. Curveball by Jacobsack just off the plate, 2-2. It was a really good take there by Hernandez. Jose Rivas on deck, the 2-2 pitch. That one sent high up in the air. That's going to stay in the infield. Who's going to call for it? I think it's going to be Baylor, and now taking a step or two towards. Oh, was he in there in time? He was. The catch was made by Baylor, and Soto Longo was a few steps off the bag. Baylor heads seven, up, Jose throw over towards box. Second, but the throw, the umpire said, was wide. Matt Wachowski right there. The throw definitely beat Soto Longo to the bag, but Eric Brito's right foot was off of second base when he made the grab. So the Blue Jays get away with that one. Soto Longo gets away with that one. Keeps a runner in scoring position now for Jose Rivas. First pitch. That one he sends towards left center field. Wilfredo Flores getting underneath it. Stays up long enough for him to make the grab, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays score one on the RBI double by Adriel Soto Longo. They extend their lead out to six. We'll head to the top half of the seventh inning. 6-0, Blue Jays leading.
Bus Transportation Services is proud to...
Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. I mean, BOGO margs, BOGO wine. Where can you beat that? And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh, 6-run lead for the Blue Jays. Cooper Benson back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch, a cut and a miss by Arturo De Freitas. 0-1, the count to start him off. Blue Jays scoring one in the last half inning. 6-0 here at TD Ballpark. That one, inside corner, called a strike, now 0-2. De Freitas 0-1 today. He did draw a walk back in the second inning, struck out looking in the fourth. The lefty kicks and fires that one up high. One, two, cut and a miss. Another changeup. One up, one down in this half inning. Third strikeout for Benson.
Center fielder, number four, Wilfredo Flores.
That brings up Wilfredo Flores. First pitch, a foul back into the netting. 0-1 to start off Flores. He's 0-2. A ground into a double play and a fly out to center. That one up high. One ball, one strike. Benson fires that one. The slider, it looked like it started off right near that front shoulder of Flores, but couldn't get back over the plate. 2-1. Caught and a miss there. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one ripped down the line, foul. Flores well out in front of that off-speed pitch. A 2-2 count, it stays. Sotolongo tosses that ball into the stands to a group of kids. And we're back. A 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. A nasty slider there by Benson. Flores chasing that one low and outside. Strikeout number 4 for Benson. And that'll bring up Micah Yanamine. The wind is shifting and picking up here at TD Ballpark. That one popped up back out of play. 0-1. That storm inching closer and closer. We're already through 5, but last thing we want is another weather delay like we had on Monday. That one in there outside corner, now 0-2. Benson, the lefty, kicks and fires. That one lined right off his glove. Now changing directions as Machado. Throw is not going to be in time. That's going to end up being an infield single, I believe. Benson almost made a fantastic grab on that liner back at him. And yes, that does end up being an infield single.
First baseman, number 5, Jamari Baylor.
The throw got away by Machado over towards the Blue Jays dugout, but when it's that close, they're going to give them the single anyway. So first hit given up by Cooper Benson. Now he's working out of the stretch for the first time. He kicks and fires that first pitch low. Cut and a miss. Jamari Baylor, the batter. He's 0-1, a strikeout and a walk. Benson looking towards first base. Kicks and fires that one outside. Misses with a changeup, a 2-1 count. The 2-1 inside, just barely. Baylor takes that one, now a 3-1 count. 3-1, 2 away, a runner on first. Benson, the 3-1 pitch, that one lifted high towards right. That's going to fade up and out of play, I believe, and it will. A large group of children running after it, trying to get to that foul ball before their friends. Now full count at the plate to Jamari Baylor. Second full count he's seen, the first full count for Cooper Benson. 3-2 pitch. That one a soft liner. That's going to get into right field for a base hit. Yanamine. That looked like it was tailor-made for a first to third. But stopping at second well before Sotolongo even got to it. That drew some ire from the Clearwater fans in attendance.
Number 54, Albert Perez.
But that continues to extend the inning. Back-to-back hits by the Threshers. Now Albert Perez, the third baseman. Benson kicks and fires. First pitch, a cut and a miss on the changeup. 0-1 to start him off. Perez, 0-2. Ground out to second and a pop out to first. Caught and a miss again on the changeup. It's a really nice pitch there by Benson. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Three straight changeups. Got him to chase after each one of them. So that will end the top half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Still a 6-0 lead for the Blue Jays.
Fans, it's now time to get up.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. I pick a banjo now. Oh, no country winners keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays lead by 6-0. New pitcher for the Threshers is the lefty, Jared Weatherby. First pitch to Jose Ferrer, fouled off into the netting, 0-1. Weatherby on for the ninth time this year, 10 1/3 innings pitched, a 5.23 ERA. The 0-1, that one lifted right side up and out of play as well, now 0-2. Final line for Jacob Sack. Two innings pitched, two hits, one run. It was earned, and two strikeouts. Ferrero for two today. The pitch, low and inside. 1-2 the count. One, two, misses high. The Phillies organization signed Weatherby back last year after the draft. He went undrafted. That one fouled back into the netting now. Count stays 2-2. He did pitch in 8 games for Clearwater last year, 8 1/3 innings pitched, a 1.08 ERA, but this year has not been near as kind to him. 6 earned runs in 9 1/3 innings coming into tonight. The 2-2. Caught and a miss. A really nice back foot slider. One up, one down. First strikeout for Weatherby.
Baseman, number 11,
that'll bring up Raquel DeCastro. DeCastro 0-2. A ground out and a line out. Dasan Brown on deck. That first pitch inside. Missed badly with that slider. 1-0 the count. Weatherby kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball coming in at 92. Whether he's pitching out of the stretch, a back foot slider that DeCastro picked up his foot away from. Two balls, a strike. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Again with that fastball, now 2-2. The 2-2 pitch down low. Fastball below the zone. Count runs full, 3-2. Weatherby comes set. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Blew that fastball by him. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Jared Weatherby, and that'll bring up DeSean Brown. DeSean Brown stepping in, 1-for-3. First pitch outside. 1-0 with that changeup. And he misses with that one down low. Weatherby out of Worcester, Massachusetts. 2-0 pitch, that one right on the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. Blue Jays leading here by 6. That one fouled off. That definitely went off of DeSean as he's taken over towards first, just in case the umpires did not see the same thing. But a later foul call than typical. DeSean Brown had to leg that one out, and he'll take that stroll back to home plate. Still getting that lightning show. It's moved a little bit over to the right. So now I'm mainly right center field from my vantage point just past the WestJet flight deck. It's staying away for now, so hopefully we can get through all 9. 2-2, that one skips well in front of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody on, two away. The pitch. Chopper over to third. That's going to be picked up by Harris. A long throw, and it's wide. Got back over towards the Blue Jays dugout, and DeSean Brown saying he gets second, and he does. Matt Wachowski pointing towards second base. We'll see if that's an error on the throw. Well, it's definitely going to be an error on the throw, but we'll see if they award DeSean the infield single. And that's exactly what they do. They award DeSean the infield single, and it's going to be an error on the throw, moving him to second by Harris. Runner in scoring position, 2 outs for Esteban Machado. First pitch to him, a chopper over to first. That's going to be picked by Baylor. That one he corralled really with both hands in his stomach. And he steps on first for the unassisted putout. So that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left on base for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the 8th. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch for tomorrow's game is at 6:30. And again, it is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Come on out for a ball game and a few dollar brews. How else would you want to spend your Thursday night? Go to DineenBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Fans, are you thirsty? Well, stop by TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night, sponsored by Budweiser. Make sure to head out for $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce sodas. Every Thursday home game right here at TD Ballpark.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Cooper Benson back out for his third inning worth of work. Five strikeouts through his first two, misses with that fastball just below the knees, 1-0. Eric Brito, Leandro Pineda, and Kendall Simmons do up. That one in there for a called strike now, 1-1. Brito 0 for 2. Pop out and a ground out. That one misses low. The 2-1 pitch. Foul tip stayed in the glove of Jose Ferrer. Evens up the count 2-2. Cooper Benson in his first Dunedin appearance looking real sharp. Misses with that one now, 3-2, excuse me, as it runs full. A 3-2 pitch, right off the end of the bat, over towards first, picked up by Nunez. He takes it himself, steps on first for the unassisted putout. One up, one down in the eighth. That'll bring up Leandro Pineda. Pineda 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a flyout. Lefty-lefty matchup. Now the second time through the order for Benson. Pineda was the first batter he faced. He struck him out. 0-1 to start him. And now a foul tip, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One away here, top half of the eighth. The Blue Jays leading by 6. Now one up high. Out of the windup, Benson fires. That one a liner. Skipped. Nice pick there by DeCastro. Throw over to first in time. What a play. That one dropped right in front of him in a beautiful pick. As he extended that left arm out across, away from his body.
Second baseman, number 19.
Went to ground and got up with the throw in time to get Pineda. So two up, two down. Kendall Simmons will step in. Simmons 1 for 3. Misses with that first pitch, 1-0. That one in there. That'll even it up. Ground out in the first, a single in the fourth, and a strikeout in the sixth. Simmons is one of Benson's 5 strikeout victims thus far. 2 balls and a strike as that changeup missed outside. The pitch, cut and a miss. 2-2. Benson out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one lined right side foul. Goes up and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Simmons stays alive. The pitch. That one ripped down the other way. Also foul. Simmons, way late on one, way early on one. Able to stay alive. Steps back in. Lefty fires. That one, a grounder left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. In between Machado and Rivas. A two-out single for Kendall Simmons, his second hit of the day. And that'll bring out Marcus Lee Sang.
Now batting, number six, Marcus Lee Sang.
Marcus Lee Sang, one for three. First pitch, that one a hard hit grounder. Another nice pick there by DeCastro, moving to his left. Gets it over to first in time, and that will be the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left on base. We move to the bottom half of the eighth. Last chance for the Blue Jays to get an insurance run or two, leading by six. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me.
Guys, I didn't dream you right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes, if it's meant to be.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Threshers is Connor Ash. He'll face Gabby Martinez, Rainer Nunez, and Adriel Sotolongo. First pitch misses inside. 1-0 to start him off. Martinez, 1-for-3. Started the scoring with that two-run shot. Two ground outs to short first. Since then, fly ball over towards left center field. That's going to fall right on the warning track. Extra bases for Gabby to start off this inning. He stands on second. Leadoff double, his second hit of the day. Both of them, obviously, of the extra base hit variety. And now Rainer Nunez will come up to bat with a runner on second and no outs. Connor Ash out for the 19th time this year, 3.38 ERA through 24 innings pitched. He's normally their go-to closer, obviously this not being a save situation with the Threshers down by six. That first pitch to Nunez skips across the plate. 1-0 to start him. Gabby Martinez back like he never left. A home run and a double in his first game off the IL. That one fouled back up and out of play. One and one, the count to Nunez. Ash kicks and fires. That one lifted high towards center. Going back is Flores, now moving over back in with that wind shifting, now Martinez takes a couple steps, doesn't test the arm of Flores.
Right
one away here now for Adriel
Sotolongo.
Martinez staying on second. Blue Jays lead by six. One out here, Sotolongo. One for three with a double. Fouls off that first pitch, 0-1. The 0-1 by Ash. That one lifted towards right field. Over towards the line. Now Baylor headed right to the screen. That's going to get up and out of play. So 0-2 the count now to Adriel Sotolongo. A couple more chances here for the Blue Jays with a runner on second. That weather still missing us at the moment. That one misses outside. There's even a little bit of a rainbow out there past the WestJet flight deck in the Blue Jays bullpen. Out in right field. The 1-2, that one in the dirt, kept in front by DeFrites. 2-2. Sotolongo digs back in. Two, cut and a miss. Sotolongo down on strikes. First strikeout for Connor Ash.
Now batting number one. Jomer,
and that'll bring up Jomer Hernandez, the DH. Hernandez 1-for-3 on the day. A single and a run scored back in that second inning. Ash looking towards second, kicks and fires, cut and a miss to start off Hernandez. That one in the dirt. Jose Rivas on deck. 0-1. Potentially last chance here for the Blue Jays to get Martinez in. After that leadoff double, time called. Granted to De Frietas, that does count as one attempt on Ash. The righty kicks and fires. That one inside. Fastball at 91, missed in. Now De Frietas out to talk to his pitcher. Not sure if that crossed him up. Didn't really look like it. Maybe changing the signs here with Martinez on second, but you'd think that they'd get that squared away before they even pitched to Nunez, really. But we're back and ready to go, 1-1. The pitch. That one in there for a called strike. Breaking ball on the inside corner, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Ash kicks and fires. That one down low. Count evens up, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. That one misses low again. Count now runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blue Jays do have some action in their pen. See who comes out for the ninth. 3-2 pitch. That one lined into right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to wave Gabby around. The throw is going to be down the line. And now moving over towards second is Hernandez. The throw gets him. So an RBI single for Jomar Hernandez. He's caught at second base trying to get himself in a scoring position after the throw to home. And we'll move towards the top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays now lead 7-0. You're listening to the Dinning Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after 2, it's true, it's true, my bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty Kelvin Perez. He's on for the 8th time here for Dunedin. 11 2/3 innings pitch with a 2.31 ERA. He's been really good out of the pen. First pitch to him. That one lifted high towards left. That one's hooking foul, and it's going to be a foul ball. That one had home run distance, but De Freitas just in front of it as it hooked foul. So no harm for Perez. Just goes as a very long strike. De Freitas stepping back in. He's 0-2, 2 strikeouts with a walk. Perez out of the windup. The pitch. That one in there, now 0-2. Fastball, slider, change up in the repertoire for Kelvin. The 21-year-old out of Venezuela. That one skips in the dirt, now 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. Perez out of the windup. Fires that one. That one lifted right side up and out of play. Count stays 1-2. De Freitas, Flores, and Yanamine do up for the Threshers in this half inning. That one misses inside with the slider, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Perez kicks and fires. That one fouled off again. Dave Freitas keeping himself alive. Final line for Cooper Benson. 3 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 Ks in his single-A debut. Really good outing here to introduce himself to the Dunedin fans. A grounder over to short, picked up by Machado, throws in time for out number one. One up, one down. That brings up Wilfredo Flores. He's 0 for 3 today.
Fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
First pitch by Perez in there, that changeup. 0-1 to get Flores started. Perez kicks and fires. That one lined towards center field. Desaun Brown staying right there. Makes the grab for out number two. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Micah Yonamine.
Designated hitter, number 18, Micah Yonamine.
Blue Jays one out away from getting this thing done and dusted before any potential rain. Yonamine, he's 2 for 3. A single on the left and an infield single off the glove of Benson back in the 7th inning. That one missed low and outside, 4-1-0. Blue Jays trying to keep up with Tampa here in this second half. The Tarpons 7-3 going into tonight's ball game. Their game tonight got postponed due to rain over in Tampa. The 2-0, that one lifted back up and out of play. 2 balls and a strike to Yonamine. Lakeland currently trailing in their ball game to Bradenton. That one lifted up and out of play. Now 2-2, 1 strike away. Lakeland and Dunedin were tied coming into tonight's matchups. 6-3 in the second half for second. A 2-2, that one's lifted into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Yonamine. A 2-out double keeps this thing going. That'll bring up Jamari Baylor.
Now batting number 5, Jamari Baylor.
Yonamine now 3 for 4 tonight. He had been struggling pretty hard coming into this series. But going 3 for 4 tonight is definitely going to boost his confidence. The first pitch to Jamari Baylor lifted towards left field. Martinez getting a bead, makes the grab right in front of the warning track, and that will do it. The Blue Jays take the game. They improve to 7-3 in the first half. Or in the second half, rather. They tie Tampa for first in the West Division. The Threshers, they scored no runs on 7 hits. They committed 2 errors.
And that's your ball game.
The Blue Jays scored 7 runs on 10 hits, and they committed 0 errors. The win goes to Trenton Wallace, his 2nd of the year, and the loss goes to Iverson Castellano. No save in tonight's ball game. We're back tomorrow for game 3 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and one last time, it's Dollar Beer Night tomorrow night, presented by Budweiser. Catch a game and drink for cheap here at TD Ballpark. We appreciate you tuning in today. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 7-0. We'll see you tomorrow.
Touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city where on
Around here, it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is sick and done of. You might not know them here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.